Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Shipwreck. They're the pirates. It's a bunch of floating pieces of cracked timber that nobody would want.
Pirates lose to the Padres 7-6. David Bednar gives up three runs in the ninth, blows the save. They lose another one-run game. Their comeback fell short in the bottom of the ninth, just like their comeback fell short in extra innings last night. 412-928-9370. So many of you are fired up about this. Let's get Sam in Wilkinsburg in next. Hello, Sam.
Hey, I really think Shelton's got to be fired mid-season. He's just toxic to this team, these players. I don't think, and of course he cannot be the one going forward that leads us in these following years, the potential Paul Skeens playoff runs. Like, he just can't be the one. And I've got to agree with Chris too that Sherrington deserves more criticism. I felt like a lot of people were ready to just kiss his feet after the trade deadline, but I thought it was a very, very mediocre trade deadline out of him.
Well, I would be one of those people, so you're calling me out. I didn't think they gave up much, and I thought they made their team better. So far, I've been proven wrong.
I think IKF
looks like he has a role with this team both this year and next year. He was good again last night, so I can't see how you could poke holes or criticize that trade for Charles McAdoo to get someone that can play.
What about
play.
De La Cruz?
The De La Cruz move right now looks bad.
What if he's in a wicked slump? What if he's in a huge funk and they look non-tendrum next year or something? I'm just saying, like, what if they did? They didn't give up much. They say, screw this. He has the 27th ranked system.
What do you mean,
Ben Cherington has assembled by, I think, most of, like, those, baseball ranking systems, your MLB pipelines, your Baseball Americas. They're down near the bottom. 27th right now is one ranking. What has he been doing this whole time? Where are all the players? Where is a Jackson Merrill? I'm not even asking for a Gunnar Henderson. Well,
they've missed
Jackson
on those guys. Chris, they picked Henry Davis first overall, and he's at Triple-A.
They've missed colossally.
200 hitter in his career.
They've missed colossally. Like, Merrill is the guy who made the difference in this series. He wins the game last night the game to extra
innings.
What
has Ben Cherington done? I think the best thing I can say about him is he has built a starting rotation that is the envy of many in baseball. That's what he's done, and that's really it. The bullpen has largely underachieved big time. So many of their young hitters have taken colossal steps back. He made a great trade for Joey Bart, which the Joey Bart thing is almost like the 49ers drafting Brock Purdy after they got Trey Lance wrong. you bring Joey Bart in, and that helps offset the big mistake that was using a first pick on Henry Davis. 412-928-9370. Here's Pat in Bethel Park. Hello, Pat.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, guys. Today was the white flag day. I am so fired up right now. I'm so fed up with this team, from the bullpen to the fact that we've had six starting fielders with a batting average under 200. I mean, I don't even know where to start with this team. I am so fed up. Shelton needs to go. The bullpen needs restructured. I mean, honestly, if we didn't have the starting pitching we had, we'd be a 50-win team at best. I mean, it's embarrassing. It really is. We have all this young talent. You hear about this year after year. This was supposed to be the start of the, you know, World Series team, whatever you wanted to call it. It's a joke. This organization has become a joke, and I am so fed up, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, Pat.
I feel like that part is what he just said is closer. What Pat just said is closer to the truth than not. They have really good starting pitching. They have nothing else. I mean, they are not an average baseball team, really, by any stretch. Well, they are a house of cards. They found out what a really good baseball team looks like in a couple of these series.
And they might continue to get that out west, because they're going to play the Padres again, and they've got the Dodgers in between. They've got Brian Reynolds, who's had an awesome year, deserved to be an all-star. He did not have a great game today, but whatever. I mean, I still think that's an organization win. Cruz is one of these guys, Chris, that depending on which day we're talking about him, we're either singing the guy's praises because he went 5 for 5 or hit 2 home runs in a game. We're talking about the fact that they would have had a much bigger inning in the sixth if he had not gotten thrown out at second base because he dogged it out of the box. And then the unbelievably stupid play.
He doesn't even have the out at second. Did he have the out at second?
No.
They didn't even have the out at second.
And no, they did get the out at second.
They did call it out.
Yes.
Okay, then he tries to gun it with, I would say, under a 1% chance of actually, even with his strong arm, getting the runner out. And in so doing, allows the go-ahead run to score.
And to me, you know, Shelton, I think, babies some of these guys so much. But then he takes Colin Holderman to task. He destroyed Holderman after Sunday's game. But he's not the least bit critical when Cruz has these brain fart moments. And I get it. Young players, they're temperamental, they're emotional. Maybe you think there's going to be such a big negative reaction if you call them out publicly that you're not going to get them back. But, like,
no, I'm not in a mood to defend O'Neal Cruz at all today. And I've tried to sometimes on the grounds that when he gives you the good stuff, it's so good that you put up with this. But there's been way more bad than good.
But where's the manager, like?
No, there's no excuse for dogging it out of the box and then deciding you're going to turn it on. He's gotten away with that a couple times this year. Like, he'll have an opportunity where he can look at it for 2 or 3 steps. And then he's usually so fast that he gets in there. I'm not going to be one of those people, and there is a group of people out there that are like, oh, stop questioning effort. Like, no, it's okay to run hard out of the box. Really good players do it all the time. It's not something you don't have to look cool out there.
I think he's an enormous talent. I don't think he's going to reach his ceiling under this management. When I say management, I mean Shelton and the coaching staff that he's assembled. Here's Abram in Robinson. Hello, Abram.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First, I want to start off by saying I'm typically a glass half full kind of guy. So, you know, 2 games above 500 on August 8th, although we should be much, much, much higher than that. At least we get to watch them with
two under, not over, by the way. Two under.
My bad. Yeah, it's my bad. Two under should be 10 over. But two under right now, and that's not horrible. You know, if we could just squeak in, you know, we have the starting pitching. But with that being said, the guy that we have to look at here is Shelton. The inconsistency in the lineup every single day, day in and day out. If you go into your job and you don't know what to expect, it is hard to be consistent on a daily basis. And I think that this is what these players are experiencing right now, these young players are experiencing. On top of that, if you know that Bednar is struggling in a one-run game, why not put the veteran out there in Chapman that has done this for years, know that he could do this? Thanks for taking my call. That's all I have.
Yep.
They've been married to their roles with those guys. That's one thing. I mean, they've been very married to their roles. It's been, generally speaking, Chapman seventh. I know he's pitched some eighth innings. I know he's closed a couple times, although when they had him trying to close, he was wild early in the year. But they've had the role definition laid out there.
I'm looking at this. They brought Nicholas in, or excuse me, they brought Beeks in for Nicholas in the seventh. for one guy to get a rise, and then Chapman pitched the eighth. You could have brought Beeks back for the eighth and then had Chapman pitch the ninth and just...
Wait, you mean... No, Nicholas pitched later. They brought Beeks in for Santana in this game. Talking today,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, I'm talking today.
It was Ortiz for six, Santana for two-thirds of an inning.
Okay.
And then Beeks came in to get that last out because Santana had also given up a hit. Chapman comes in for the eighth, and then it was Bednar.
No, but I'm saying, how did they get through the seventh again?
In this game?
Yes.
Santana for two-thirds of an inning, gave up a hit.
Yep.
And then Beeks for a third of an inning.
Right, so what I'm saying is...
Could have brought... Yeah, I understand that.
Beeks,
I was just...
Yeah, you're just...
The Kyle Nicholas pitched later. Not,
my
it was
bad.
For Santana, not
but
Nicholas.
But I'm saying, have Beeks come out and pitch
sure,
the eighth.
Sure, he threw four pitches. He threw four pitches, and he's a lefty. So Chapman, if Chapman was left in there for matchup purposes, and I can't even think, who did Chapman face in the eighth inning?
He faced Profar switch hitter, Solano pinch hitter, righty, and then Machado.
Okay, so three righties.
Yeah, three righties.
Yeah, three righties, because Profar would have been
turned around.
Which
is what they
would
have done with Beeks,
That's
too.
My point. You're not like, you could have done it, but... You know what Shelton's done? He did this with Holderman, and then he threw him under the bus after it didn't work. He said, no, I wanted to basically get his confidence up. Don't you think Shelton's the kind of, you know, good vibes coach who wants Bednar out there?
They feel like they've been rewarded on patience all year. Patience with Bednar early, then he got it back together. Patience and Rowdy, now he's one of their better hitters. Patience and Michael Taylor, he had a good July. But then we also have examples like Jack Sawinski, where patience got them bupkis, got them nowhere. Here's Jim on the fan. Hello, Jim.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And I almost hung up because you guys are talking about it already, and I don't want to sound like a broken record. What the hell are they going to do with Cruz next year? This guy has lost two games for us, arguably today, and definitely last Wednesday, in 8 days. I mean, he does so many stupid things out there. And what do you do with him? I mean, you can't keep him at shortstop. How many games is he going to lose for us?
Well, he also made that great, but again, he made that great play at shortstop last night, that diving play that kept them in the game, preserved the game.
I feel pretty set on my thought on him. He's got the rest of this season to prove he can play smarter, better baseball at shortstop. Otherwise, he should get moved in the offseason somewhere else because you, like, on the diamond. I guess I just don't have nearly the level of anger towards him. He frustrates me, don't get me wrong, because I know that there's a ton there to offer that could be mined out of him, and they need to figure out a way to get it.
That's
my
point.
That's
I don't think they have the guy to get that out of him.
I'm just so frustrated, so much more frustrated with guys, with the mere existence on the roster of a Ji-Hwan Bae or somebody like that who offers you very little, yet is placed in this position, and then makes plays every bit as bad or worse than Cruz makes out there.
Chris, I hear you, but like to me, the guy that is maybe ranked as your 30th best player in your organization
is not
a make-or-break player.
I'm frustrated.
Turning O'Neal Cruz into
yes,
a star.
Yes, I get it. I'm frustrated existentially that the 30th ranked player in your organization is actually up here right now. That's all you've got? That's the best you can do as an organization? You lost for how many years in a row? Where are all the fruits of all that losing?
412-928-9370. We're going to come back with more of your calls here. We'll get Derek Shelton's comments on the Pirates blowing it again today. A 1-5 homestand, a gotta have it homestand against the two teams they were chasing. They needed 5-1. They went 1-5. 412-928-9370. Back with more of you next. First ahead.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Lord,
rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Base is loaded. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball towards second, slowly hit. They'll go to second to get one. Relay, thrown away, and the tying run and go-ahead run will score. And now it is 6-5, San Diego.
Just like that, from up 5-4 to down 6-5, that force out and then that error by O'Neill Cruz, completely preventable, helped add to the unraveling that occurred with David Bednar in the ninth inning. We've got frustrated calls on Cruz, frustrated calls on Bednar, frustrated takes on Derek Shelton.
Don't forget Ben Cherington.
And Ben Cherington is, yeah, I'm not as down on Cherington as you are.
More I think big picture, I'm very down on him.
I mean, if they fired him, I would not be pissed about it, but I'm willing to give him more benefit of the doubt that I am the manager, because to go back to what Anthony in Oakland said, there's literally nothing on his resume that suggests he's good at this job.
There's 1 year on Ben Cherington's and a whole lot of bad ones.
Yeah, it's not a good year, though. It's an amazing year.
And when did that happen? 11 years ago.
Correct.
It's been 11 years since he did anything as a GM other than finish last.
He didn't finish last year.
I'm sorry. 10 out of those 11 years since he's finished last. Thank you for the correction.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was a bang-up job he did last year with that team.
Here's Rob on the fan. Hello, Rob.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing, man?
Hey, man. Rob, I know these Pirates get you worked up. They get the blood pressure up for Rob.
Oh, my goodness. I was down there Sunday, man. I seen that debacle, man. That was.
Now, why didn't you come over and see me, Rob? Why didn't you come by and see me? I was in 117.
I know. I heard the next day. I think that night I heard you was in 117. I would have came over and brought you a beer, man.
I know. I would have gotten you, too.
I know, because y'all brought me one before when I got out of work down at the hotel across the street from the old Civic Arena about maybe 3-4 years ago.
All right, so what's sticking in your craw right now, Rob? What's really got you hacked off?
Everything. It starts with Ben Cherington. Like, who? What is a position player besides Cutch that came out of the minor league and done some good? G1 Bay, you got one job to do. One. If you're not good at button, what are you doing up here? But Shelton's been doing this since he's been our manager, but it's just now being noticed because of what's going on. Like, we're in a race to win something. He's been terrible. And Bednar, I know he's a reliever, but you need somebody up to throw some gas, man. Gas. The way he just blew these last two games, it's crazy, man. It's like when you see schemes, we was up 4-0. I looked at my cousin. I said, this game is over, man. This game is over. When you see your best pitcher losing, well, he didn't lose. He got no decision. That took the air out of him. I really think the season's done. I'm going to continue to watch and support him. But it starts with Ben Cherington, man.
Thanks, Rob. We've given this team credit because there's been a resiliency. And even in these last two games that they've lost,
they keep fighting back.
They chip back away.
Well, even I think in the last two times they've scored runs, been really enraging. They've scored runs when they've been down two in the ninth inning and, like, brought the tying run to the plate or gotten it on base still.
I'm not going to completely count them out, but I feel like the organization's putting some barriers and obstacles up in front of them. And I gave Cherington credit for the trade deadline because of how he was able to play it and get good players and not have to give up much in return, although, to your point, De La Cruz has been awful. I feel like Shelton, if you flip the managers and you have Lovello managing the Pirates against the Diamondbacks and you have Schilt managing the Pirates against the Padres, just that move alone, they go from 1-5 to at worst 3-3.
Because of bullpen usage?
Chris, I think Schilt pinch hits.
Probably.
I guess I shouldn't say De La Cruz because he stinks right now.
Bart.
But he doesn't let. Yes, he doesn't.
No, I don't think Shelton. I've said this a bunch of times. I'll say it again, too. Shelton is managing these last couple of weeks, the first serious games of his entire managerial career, and he's been failing miserably. And I'm conflicted about how much I want to put on him because I think he's got bad options in the bullpen right now. But, yeah, he's got better options. He's leaving on the bench in hitting situations. He probably could have pulled the ripcord on some of these bullpen arms before he did. And he seems way more concerned with making sure everybody's confidence stays high than actually putting the guys out there who are best suited to do the job.
Well, he didn't want to hurt Grandal's feelings last night because he's a veteran catcher and he calls him Yaz and they've got such a hunky-dory
relationship. No. Hold on. His citation for why he did not pinch hit Joey Bart in that situation and why he specifically
Which was?
He's 0-3 against that pitcher lifetime, and Yaz has been good this month. Who gives a rat's ass if he is 0-3? Small sample sizes don't matter. Joey Bart has been one of your two or three best hitters every time he's been in the lineup.
And he showed it again today why he's that.
Hit a ball 420 feet.
Big double in the ninth inning.
Come on, what are we doing here? You're going to cite an 0-3, and well, they're all three of them are strikeouts? Give me a break.
Lewis is in Squirrel Hill. Now he's on the fan. Hello, Lou.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
Hey, two questions. First part is, do the Pirates seriously think Jiwon Bae is a Major League Baseball player? If he cannot lay down a bunt, then what are we doing here? I mean, there's 10-year-olds playing baseball in North Huntington tonight who could put down a better bunt than that.
He's a guy, to your point, when you're in spring training, he should be working on that hours a day. He should be a bunt guy and a hit-the-ball-on-the-ground guy and a take-pitches-and-learn-the-strike-zone guy because of his speed. That's all he should do. You should treat him like a throwback baseball player who tries to hit the ball on the ground, run things out,
but
and throwback, bunt to get on base.
But throwback baseball players also know how to play in the field.
His baseball IQ is horrendous. It's absolutely
atrocious. The play yesterday, all he thinks of that's going through his head for a foul ball is, I'm going to run as fast as I can and kind of try to be cool and be maximum
effort
guy.
Lewis is right. The guy, to me, is a complete waste of space. You DFA Olivares today, I would be thrilled if this guy eventually gets DFA'd. There's no place for him on a major league team. He's a quad A player at best.
That's being charitable, and I think that they just – I'm not saying that it was this regime that got tortured by Billy Hamilton. That was in the Neil Huntington era. I just think they see a guy that's like that, that's a pest who gets on base. Billy Hamilton was Vince Coleman compared to this guy.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. No debrief because Donnie is hosting tonight at 6, so we'll come back with more of your reaction to this devastating Pirates loss and horrendous homestand. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Intern Dom has a headline, and we'll return right after this. Disastrous loss for the Pirates, and it was a microcosm of this homestand from hell. They lose 7-6 today. Another David Bednar blown save. The situation dire. They are currently 4 games out in the wild card race because Atlanta got swept by Milwaukee. And so they're 4, but if the Mets win and they're up 7-0 in Colorado, it will be 4.5.
It feels like that you say all this and these are the numbers and these are factual things. It almost feels like it doesn't matter. It feels like they're in one of those they're never going to win again situations.
They're 9 out in the division.
They're done, man.
Greg Brown started this series by saying you're still in the division. You lost 4 in a row and the Brewers have won 3 in a row. They swept Atlanta.
They're done. They're done because they have a bad bullpen. They're done because they are a house of cards that's been propped up by exceptional starting pitching for the majority of the year. And these chickens now are finally coming home to roost. Their general manager has had years to stockpile the system with usable talent. And other than these pitchers, has made virtually none of that come to fruition. Henry Davis.
Nick Gonzalez would be a success story, but he's hurt. He's and it hurt. Wasn't even for that long of a time.
Apparently, Leover Peguero is so in their doghouse that despite playing a lot last year, they won't even bring him up.
And that's a good one because that was his first major trade for Marte. They could have had Perdomo in that deal. Who's a nice player for Arizona. He's a starting shortstop. You pick Peguero, you could have had Perdomo. You've screwed up the Perdomo-Peguero debate.
And anytime you screw that up, it's just bad news all the way around. The bottom line.
My guy over here loves a good old-fashioned, doesn't he? He said yes. Sorry to interrupt.
The bottom line is they have identified the wrong talent. Then they've developed it poorly. So they've gotten the wrong guys way more often than they should. And then they've double whammied themselves by doing a bad job of getting whatever is out there in those players to begin with. I know people want to rip Shelton. I know people want to rip individual players.
And they should.
The guy at the very The guy at the very top of the heap, other than the owner, has done a wretched job. And I am not in any kind of mood to hear about the couple of good things he's done.
I don't know. I would back off wretched, but I don't think he's done a good job. But again, what you said about O'Neill Cruz, I'm really in no mood to argue that or debate that against you right now, given the current state of the team. First four-game losing streak since May. Here is Scott on the fan, or April. Here's Scott on the fan. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. How are you? Can you hear
me? Man. Yep.
Hey, I think the season's probably over at this point, but I got two other points to make. You made a comment before about he hasn't mishandled the bullpen. I thought the other day you guys were talking about the Tuesday game where he had Holderman pitch to, and forgive me, I cannot remember his name.
Peterson. That was Sunday.
He's got like 350 better points against right-handers than left-handers. And he left him in when he had two good lefties sitting in the bullpen. So
We did not say he's handled the bullpen well. We did not say that. You must be misunderstanding or misrepresenting.
The only thing I've said is there are times where you could argue, what was he going to do, bring this guy in over that guy when all of them suck, which has been my genesis of ripping Charrington here or just ripping the players. But, no, he still hasn't handled them well in the bullpen here.
Well, the one that sucked the most is Holderman, and the guy's obstinance and stubbornness with that has cost the Pirates a couple of games here.
I would agree with that. Holderman, I think, is almost public enemy number one. The thing I hate the most about Shelton and how he handled Holderman is he sent him back out there after the first blow-up in Houston. Hey, he's got to get his confidence back. And when the guy let him down again, there was no consistency there. The second it happened, it was, I'm rolling the bus over him.
I don't think he'll change Bednar's role. I don't think he'll elevate Chapman to closer, even though he's pitching 105 right now, Chris. I think he'll stick with Bednar as the closer because that's the way he's always done things, and he wants to, quote, back his guy. Here is Dave in Coriopolis. Hello, Dave.
First-time caller. How are you today, gentlemen?
Hi, Dave.
We
can't hear you. Is that the Pirates' new theme song?
Only if they've started winning.
Dave, I live near Coriopolis, but are you in the same one, or are you in one that's more close to Columbus, Ohio, a suburb perhaps near Westerville?
No. It's actually in Pennsylvania where I'm at. I'm just walking around the Armory right now.
Have you ever been to Steubenville?
Yes, many a times. It's a center of all things fine of this area.
Hmm. Anything on the Pirates game today, Dave?
Yeah. I expected the wheels to fall off. I think they were success this year. I expected the wheels to fall off at the All-Star break and not as late. To Pittsburgh, this is like a championship season. So I think everyone should be happy.
What do you have to say in closing here?
Hold on. I don't want to get to that yet.
Oh.
Dave and Coriopolis' reaction that Kyle McCord is going to lead Syracuse to the college football playoff per intern Dom.
Well, it's like I saw on that Twitter thing. Said that Ohio State has a tradition of getting their unwanted, slightly used toys to the needy and the poverty-stricken. So that's just part of their tradition.
Day's recruiting budget this year? Was it bigger than most teams in the NFL spent in free agency?
Or the Pirates' payroll?
Over $20 million to retain the current team, not including the transfer portal.
You in the booster club? You helping chip in there?
In Coriopolis? Oh yes.
No. I'm just a poor barber. Just a poor
Anything
man.
Anything else?
OHIO.
I didn't know Dave was also in the barbery business.
Did he say sinecure?
Yes, he did.
I didn't. they use those words at barber school.
I thought Dave in Coriopolis was a mortician.
A mortician?
I heard that on another show, yes.
Well, that's interesting. Well, the Pirates appear to be in need of one right now, their season.
Here's Ryan in Beachview. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. It's Brian, by the way.
Sorry, Brian.
That's okay. Guys, my opinion is you're just seeing an organization from top to bottom, players, coaches, everybody, that do not know how to win. Like you guys stated a couple days ago, they need to play almost every game like it's game seven, and they're just not capable. And I think it goes back to this. It takes time to need to learn how to win, and I don't think they have anybody in that organization, especially the manager, that can handle the pressures. It takes a lot to win.
They have no margin for error because they have so little offense by and large. I think that's the real story.
I'm going to agree with Chris on this point about Ben Cherington. If he wants to attach himself at the hip or hitch his wagon to Derek Shelton, I think it's going to lead to his own undoing here. We've seen that with tandems in Pittsburgh sports. I think that's why Ray Shero ultimately got the axe with the Penguins, because he wanted to ride it out with Dan Bylsma. I think that Huntington and Hurdle became... is Siamese twins still socially acceptable, or is there conjoined twins?
Wait, why would Siamese be bad?
I don't know. I don't know if it's now verboten to say that.
Well, why don't you go with
but
conjoined?
I felt like they were conjoined twins at the end. And Cherington has always publicly backed Shelton. We don't know if there's behind the scenes. There should be behind the scenes angst over the job the guy has done as manager. Whenever you're doing something for the first time and there's nothing to draw on, not even minor league managing experience, Mulsey has made this point. The guy never managed past single A. It's not like in double A and triple A he had all this trial and error and all this experience of learning how to manage personalities and being the big guy. He was always the second in command. You don't like Dick LeBeau. You don't know if being a great defensive coordinator is going to, if it's going to translate to being a great head coach. It never did for him. The guy's better served as a hitting coach, Chris, which is ironic because they could probably use a good one right now.
I think you're just seeing Derek Shelton's lack of experience manifest in the worst possible ways. He doesn't have a feel for the bullpen. He doesn't have a feel for situation. I also think there's this. Guy who's managed before, I think baseball, the best managers understand that it's a 162-game season. When things are going well for the Pirates, we didn't laugh at Clint Hurdle saying shower well. We were like, that's actually a pretty good mantra.
Well, that's kind of like a Tomlinism.
It is, but it worked because they were winning a lot of baseball games back then, and it was good for that team to have that outlook from a guy who had at least been there, done that once with the Rocktober team. I don't know if Derek Shelton kind of is – he definitely isn't managing like he knows this. The gravity of these games they've been playing. They are trying
– zero urgency.
We always talk about how – Pony, how games against divisional opponents are extra important because they're like double games. You knock them back and pull closer to them. How many games now have you had? Six with Arizona. It'll be six with San Diego. 12 games against teams you are trying to hunt down.
They don't have a winning record against any of the teams they're chasing or around in the wild card race. 412-928-9370. More of your calls on the Pirates. 7-6 disaster loss to the Padres. Here is Ed and Shaler. Hello, Ed.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, Ed.
Tony, I have to agree with you in a lot of areas. Shelton needs to go, definitely. He is not a teacher. He is not a manager. He has no control on how to teach these guys. I think Cruz, being young, is teachable. If you get in Cruz's butt and tell him, run everything out. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Don't act like you're lackadaisical. Just like, what's his name? Bench the guy for not running out of play to first base a couple of years ago. That's what Cruz needs. He needs to be.
Well, Hurdle famously did that with McCutchen very early in his tenure, which took balls because McCutchen was looked at as the face of the franchise and the future of the team.
I don't think it went over great with McCutchen either, but he dealt with it.
Yeah.
And it ended up not working out.
I just think the issue with Cruz for me is it's not one thing that you can put a finger on. it's not just physical errors where it's great effort and he just botches the play. There's unbelievable mental gaffes that you expect 99.9% of major league players to not commit that kind of blunder.
He lacks polish, bottom line, in a lot of facets. And I think he takes his problems in the field to the plate and his problems at the plate to the field.
I hate to say this about the Pirates, but I feel like if he were in another organization, if he had stayed with the Dodgers or if he had stayed with the Yankees or if he's with the Rays or Cardinals, he's better at a lot of those things, Chris. Because I think I was going to say beat it into him, but I think like that's instilled in him even at the lower levels.
It's a lot easier if you have a guy who has prodigious natural gifts, but maybe isn't always fully engaged in the game and however that manifests. It's a lot easier if you are the Dodgers or you are the Yankees and you have that kind of tradition to get a guy to buy in, or even the Cardinals, to get a guy to buy into your way of doing things and have that message take hold when you have had the success they have had.
412-928-9370. A lot of great calls, a lot of emotional and revved up Pirates fans right now after this horrible loss to the Padres. 412-928-9370 to get your voice heard on it. We're here until 6 o'clock. Then Donnie goes from 6 to 10:35. Malzy has the nightly sports call. Don't miss out on this chance to get in on the Pirates. And is their season coming to an end here? We still have almost 2 months to go and a quarter of the baseball season left. But they've lost five of six to teams they're competing with for a playoff spot, and they're now two games under 500. 412-928-9370. Quick timeout and then a long commercial-free segment here until 6 is the PM team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.